producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Boy, the Republican establishment definitely needs some political healing today as they trotted out Mitt Romney to take on Donald Trump. And let's put our fingers to the wind and see if it worked. Jonathan E. Moore, my friend, how are you?
Just fine. So, Robert, that was one of the dumbest things I think I've ever seen in politics. Really stupid move. First of all, you've got somebody who's recognized largely as a loser, who ran unsuccessfully for president, and who was severely criticized for his failure to pull out all the stops in his fight against Obama, standing up and taking on Donald Trump, one of the most pugnacious anti-establishment people ever to come down the pike. And if anything, the fact that the establishment puts up a stooge in the form of Romney solidifies the validity and truth that Donald Trump really is an anti-establishment candidate. In other words, he doesn't have any friends over there, and they're desperately trying to prevent him from becoming president. The consequence of that, I think very clearly, is going to be to solidify Trump's base, to expand his appeal to those who are disaffected and have not voted in a long time because of that disaffection, and to make him ever more popular and expand his influence. In short, this is backfiring in a major way, and their approach is just transparent. You choose a very commonly understood Republican stooge. You have that person directly assault Romney in the 11th hour, no less, and to do so in really vitriolic ways that lack substance. I think this is really going to hurt Romney's personal reputation, and I think it's only going to help Trump in the long run.
Well, this is the Republican establishment beating its head against the brick wall and finding it got a little bloody, so they hit their head a little bit harder, or maybe a lot harder.
They're missing the message. The message is that the electorate is sick of establishment politics, and so rather than try something new, in other words, out-Trump Trump, they are simply raising the establishment flag and saying, salute our flag. Well, I'm afraid that's not going to work because the people have already decided they're not going to salute that flag. They're going to salute a new flag that's anti-establishment. So until these people learn that in order to persuade, you have to speak the language of the majority of people who don't like you, rather than just pound on your drum, the same drum that beat, that created the music that the people didn't want to hear in the first place. I mean, they just don't get it.
Incredible. Someone who does get it is our good friend Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily, author of the new book. I hope you got it already. If not, go get it. The Devil in D.C. Cheryl, are you watching this with the same astonishment we are?
I am. It was definitely entertaining today, but watching Mitt Romney was a little bit, sad for me. I've never liked Romney's policies. I thought he was way too moderate. But I always thought of Romney as a decent man, a good man. He just presented that sort of image, though I've never met him personally. And listening to him today, it really tore down that image. I mean, his tone and the words he chose to use to chase after Trump and attack him, it was just something. It was a low blow, and I can't imagine any reason that he would do this except he just hates the idea of somebody anti-establishment becoming president. He perhaps is a little bit jealous of Trump, you know, making gains in polls where he failed, and he must have some kind of political deal going on with the establishment to enter back into politics if this attack on Trump is successful.
I just, like you said, I think of these folks, you know, I guess wrongly so, that they have some level of intelligence to determine what's going on and modify their approach, but it's like they're headed for the rocks, and so they increase the speed. If they really wanted to, they're just doing everything the opposite of what they could be doing if they were even going to be successful this time. But again, to your point, Jonathan, what you've said, it looks like Trump's the inevitable nominee here.
Oh, I think that's definitely the case, and I think this only helped him, actually, in the long run. But what really is astonishing, and I compliment Cheryl's comments because I think they're right on, I think adding to that is the hubris. See, one of the things that's most offensive is the arrogance of the statements that were made. They were conclusory statements, as if to tell the audience, you must believe this way, because I think it's so. That's not persuasive. Certainly not persuasive because, frankly, a lot of people have forgotten who Mitt Romney is. And there are many people out there who never knew who he was.
Yeah.
He did not run a very successful campaign. He had some good points in the beginning, but he seemed to peter out and then not to show any oomph towards the end.
Well, like
when everybody realized it was necessary to beat Obama, he seemed to have taken a break. But the point is, you to persuade people, you can't dictate to them. To persuade Trump's supporters to have doubts about Trump would take a lot more than just standing up there and condemning the man. You have to show an alternative. Not only that, if you're going to condemn someone who's the popular favorite of the electorate, you had better well have an alternative in mind. He copped out, just like he did in the end of the campaign against Obama. Why not be brave and bold if you're going to do something like this and tell us who you would vote for and say why and why that person's the best person? No. He just ended up being a lackey for the Republican establishment. He wouldn't pick someone. He's just there to do the dirty work of attacking Trump. And I agree very much with Cheryl that this was very unbecoming. You know, I too share the view that Romney had this image, which I thought was respectable, that he was a person of integrity who would not stoop to that level. But, you know, we were disappointed, I think, in the fact that he did that. But I think as a political move, it was deadeningly dumb. And that that makes me think that really there's not a lot of common sense in that cranium of Romney's.
Well, and who's running the strategy? If you got, I think they've just absolutely lost it. They're throwing up their hands at this point, going, we don't know what to do unless we kick him out of the Republican Party. I mean, what else is left at this point? I mean, they just burn it all to the ground and vote for Hillary Clinton if they're so committed to establishment candidates.
Yeah, but look, they can't. The party is the electorate, and if the leadership of the party separates itself from its base, which is what they're doing, they're attacking their own base. You can't attack your own base. You can persuade it. You can do what's historically been done, but you can't attack it. When we get to the nominating convention, the base is going to be predominantly pro-Trump. And if they attack that base and they choose someone, even though the base wants Trump, they're going to create a revolution. What they're going to see is a new party formed, and you know, it's going to be a disaster. But it you know, that would be the worst possible thing. In other words, do they want Hillary Clinton elected? Do they really want?
That's
someone?
My course, question at this point. Some of these establishment candidates who said if you know, somebody that's not one of their picks goes, then they go, let's lean towards neocon Democrat. Cheryl Chumley, the seeds for this, were they planted the outrage that we saw happen with Ron Paul running, and we saw the things that were happening at the nominating event, if you will, and the outrage there, although the numbers weren't as big for Ron Paul as the populist movement that Trump has embodied at this point.
Yeah, the establishment just tipped its hand today by throwing Romney out there. Just how hateful they are of anybody with views outside the very strict limits of the party line that they want to put forth in policy. You know, throwing Romney out there underscores how out of touch this current Republican Party leadership is with the American people. And you saw that with past candidates, like you mentioned, Rand Paul and so forth. And I just think it's going to continue. You have Republican Party leadership saying to the national media, we would rather see Hillary win than Donald Trump. And that is just atrocious. And these are the same people who are touting Reagan also, as if Reagan did not say that we, as Republicans, should not attack fellow Republicans. So this is just a roller coaster ride, and I'm glad Trump, I guess, he's not my number one candidate, but I'm glad he's strong enough to ward off these attacks, because when you attack Trump like this, you're attacking the American people and the will of the voters.
It's just unprecedented in so many ways as we're witnessing it. And I mentioned, Jonathan, the outrage that a lot of supporters of Ron Paul had 4 years ago at the convention, where he had come in with certain, numbers, certain, the right to be there, if you will, because he had gone through the entire thing, and they saw the rules kind of altered or changed or preordained, if you will, happening, and those were sowing the seeds of a lot of, lack of trust in the party establishment back then.
I predict that in the end, they'll try heroically to derail Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That Trump is not going to be derailed, that if anything, it's going to dramatically increase his popularity. He's going to be the Republican nominee. The vast majority of votes at the convention will be for him. And what's going to happen, I think, rather clearly, is that they're going to have to eat crow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they will, rather than have the party be destroyed and have no chance of future rectification of it, they are going to cave, and they'll fall in behind Trump. Maybe not as enthusiastic endorsers. They can't endorse him. They'll be quiet. But I think that it's not going to work. And I say that also because the reality is presently a lot of the critical Republicans that are in the establishment are actually themselves defecting from this mainline position
mm-hmm.
by saying that it's a mistake to attack the base.
Interesting. Well, listen, we're going to continue this discussion. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Cheryl Chumley, we've got her linked up at WorldNet Daily. She's writing a lot. And, of course, the devil in D.C. What about this Hillary issue?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Learn more about the FDA Dragon Slayer at emord.com. We have them linked up in the show notes, of course, at robertscottbell.com. And Cheryl Chumley, our good friend, author of the latest her latest book, The Devil in D.C. You definitely want to read that. And writes for WorldNet Daily. Has a couple of articles out today. One, of course, on the Romney perspective. One on the Trump perspective. And now we've discussed it. I want to go to something disgusting. That is Hillary's email scandal. And the fact that the FBI is apparently granted, or the prosecutor, I don't know how you do this. You'll have to tell me the legal part of this, Jonathan, but the aide has been granted immunity. And my impression is you don't give immunity unless you've got something that you think you can get out of this person that's really important and valuable.
Well, that's right. This is hardcore stuff. This means that they're very near a prosecution, quite frankly. What this means is that they've gone to an aide of Hillary Clinton, who was at the State Department, who also set up her private server in her house. And his name is Pagliano. And they went over to this guy and they said, look, we have this against you. We can bring you up on charges. You have important information that we need in the prosecution or in the investigation of Hillary Clinton. We want that information from you so much. And it is such an important part of our building a case against Hillary Clinton that we're willing to give you immunity from prosecution for your crimes if you'll spill the beans. That doesn't happen. Immunity is not granted easily. It's only granted after a determination that someone has information that would be important to a conviction, would be important to presenting a case in prosecution, and has to be obtained, even if it means that someone else who committed a crime is granted immunity.
Right.
And so they're doing that. So you see, they're building the case. That's what that means.
Right.
They're
That's
building
significant.
The case.
Yeah, Cheryl, if they go after her and they indict her, and she may be convicted, but a lot of people on the left are even saying if she's indicted, she's done. They don't want, the establishment on the left does not want Bernie to be the candidate. You know that, just like the, on the right, they don't want Trump to be the candidate. Do they bring Biden out of retirement? What's the rumor in D.C.? What's going on?
Well, I would say Biden right now is ready to go at the drop of a hat. I think that could be a very real possibility. If everything were to happen in speedy fashion and Hillary was not able to, make a run for the presidency, I think Biden would come out of the shadows, and he would be easy to step into that role because he's already well known, he's already well vetted, and he has that likable factor, which is a little bit surprising to me, but a lot of people actually like him and they see him as a viable candidate.
Jonathan, you think that could be the case? Because my sense, I don't think I'm off base in to say that the Democrats don't really want Bernie Sanders as their front guy running this year.
No, it's going to be a very significant adverse reaction from the party leadership if they think that they'd have to run with Bernie. So there will be a big push. If she's indicted, a lot of her financial supporters will peel off. A lot of major Democrats who are in leadership are going to ask Biden to do it. And Biden will do it. I think he will. I think I agree with Cheryl. He's probably going to do it. He'll come in and he'll take it from Bernie, and he'll be the Democratic standard bearer. And it'll be, you know, in all probability, it'll be a Trump Biden contest. And I think Trump will win that contest.
Yeah, I
find
it interesting.
Win that contest. I think Trump would clearly win the contest against Sanders, assuming Biden said no, I'm not going to do it, and they ended up with Sanders. I think clearly Trump could beat Sanders.
I find it interesting that the Democrats have the same problem in reality as the Republicans, an establishment problem.
Yep.
Even though more people are supporting Hillary as an establishment candidate, so the Dems are a little slower on the uptake. But in terms of real enthusiasm on the left, it's Bernie, and there's going to be a lot of people upset on the left if they don't get behind Bernie.
This is the reaction, both right and left, to years of utter inactivity and total capitulation to a system that doesn't work. And people are sick of it. People are sick of it on the right. They're sick of it on the left for different reasons. So whether you're a conservative or you're a liberal, you are more likely tempted to be an anti-establishment conservative and an anti-establishment liberal. So Hillary just doesn't resonate. She's a wooden character. She's not popular. They don't like her. They think that she's a liar, and they think that she's going to be indicted. And so a lot of people realize in the Democratic Party that she is a huge liability.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl Chumley will keep writing on it. We'll keep reading about it and get her back on. Remember, Get the Devil in D.C., her new book, talking about bringing some sense back into Washington in unique ways. Very solution-oriented book, Cheryl. We love it. Thank you for being here as always.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Emord, we've got lots more to do here. We've got, well, the Campaign for Liberty joining us. You know the guy, Norm Singleton's coming back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, real appreciative of all y'all out there spreading the message of health freedom and healing liberty. And again, we do a little bit of political healing each and every opening hour on Thursdays with Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty. And now we're also joined by our good friend from the Campaign for Liberty. He's heading it up, Norman Singleton. Norm, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing just great. All things considered.
I feel like spring is in the air. I don't know if it's hit up there where you guys are, but we're 80 degrees. We're out in the garden every day. It's just like, I know you can feel it coming.
We're getting snow tonight, Robert, so you're
going
to be a sunscreen.
No! Ow! Oh, that, you know, I deserve anything you throw at me at that point. I had no idea. I've not been paying attention to weather in the Beltway.
That's right. We'll rinse 60, you can get up
here. We had 60 degrees.
60? When's it going to be 60?
Today,
I was
60 for today.
Oh, yeah. and then it's going to go snowing again. All right. Well, listen, you guys can come down and visit any time. More than me coming up there in the cold weather. I'll hold off for a few more days. But we got some cold stuff coming out of Congress. And in fact, the Senate, I love the Senate because they're on so many drugs, they can't get enough of the opioids. And now they're promoting this thing called Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, Senate Bill 524. And you got an article up there at Campaign for Liberty. What is this? Are they practicing medicine without a license up there?
Well, they'll tell you they're not, but if you look at the bill, what it does is it directs the Department of Health and Human Services to convene another interagency task force to develop best practices for pain management and prescribing pain medication, and then a strategy for disseminating such best practices. Now, government likes to do that because they say, oh, it's not a regulation, it's not a mandate, it's just a, quote, guideline, unquote.
Okay.
The problem is that, first of all, we know that, you know, because it has the government seal of approval, it's going to be treated as official, it's going to be treated as a mandate. And secondly, disseminating, well, there's, with the way the government is in medicine today, there's a bunch of ways they could disseminate this by encouraging insurance companies to say, well, you have to show us that you're using the best practices to get coverage. Medicare, Medicaid, hospital admissions, when Ron Paul was practicing, you know, he never took Medicare and Medicaid, but he still had to comply with a lot of the regulations because as an OBGYN, he needed obviously to have a working relationship with the hospitals. The hospitals were taking Medicare and Medicaid. Part of the rules of that is that the physicians had to follow certain regulations. So it was really as Jonathan, I'm sure, knows, and as I'm sure Robert, you know, and as a lot of your listeners know, one of the big problems with these government programs, not just Obamacare, but Medicare, Medicaid, the ERISA laws, et cetera, is they really do limit a doctor's freedom.
Oh, tremendously so. Right. They basically tell them how to do their job. Jonathan, what?
These government standards, like Norm's talking about, when they adopt them as guidelines, they become effective standards for the practice of medicine, and it is considered beneath the standard of care when you take a course that is other than that which is recommended in a guidance that is used by the government. So they create, by doing this, what they're really doing is saying, we're going to be dishonest and call this a guidance. What it really is a rule, and it's a rule that creates a standard that then is incorporated into the states by their medical boards and is viewed by peer review organizations as what is essentially required. In other words, it's the bare minimum of what is expected. And that really has been something that has destroyed the practice of medicine and will, in this case, create a standard that's going to prevent people from deviating from it in ways that will help patients. It'll give government greater power and influence over how doctors treat patients, and it'll diminish the independence of physicians in caring for patients.
It seems to me the Senate is going back to the same folks who basically helped to create the problem that already exists and saying, here, fix the problem you created, as if you're going to change it. And, you know, on top of that, with we talk about the practice of medicine, it's a monopoly, basically. No innovation is allowed to happen from within it, pretty much. They kind of cut the head off of anybody that sticks their head up. And the government, as a body today, rightly or wrongly, has made a prohibition against the plant, even the non-psychoactive part of it, the CBD cannabidiol, that is pulling people off of these addictive opioids.
Yep, they've bureaucratized the practice of medicine. Yeah. And we're heading ever increasingly in the direction of less freedom for patients, less freedom for physicians to choose options for the treatment of patients, and standardization of everything. A one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
And this is the opioid. They're using the so-called OxyContin epidemic as the justification here. And of course, you know, government policies are behind a lot of that. You know, the explosion use of heroin. A lot of that is the result of the war on drugs, which kind of makes it just like with prohibition. You had bathtub gin. With the war on drugs, you have more and more harder and harder drugs being supplied, because the harder drugs are easier to transport when you have to do it illegally and thus find ways to avoid detection. You know, you have as Jonathan and I think we've talked about before, as we worked together for many years, the fact that natural and dietary means of dealing with pain are kind of shut out of the system via the FDA,
right.
And the AMA and the pharmaceutical companies monopoly. You know, government is responsible for a lot of the problems in our healthcare system, and then the solution seems to always be government intervention. And nobody very few people stop and look and say, what has government done, and can more freedom solve these problems, or at least minimize these problems, or why does the answer always have to be more government? And someday, you know, people are going to look back on all these best practices and wonder, whatever happened to the private practice of medicine? Why does my doctor say that I can't prescribe you, you know, I only have to prescribe you a certain amount of pain pills? And I think there are stories about people already, people living and suffering in tremendous pain, and they can't get relief from their doctor because their doctor is scared of being accused of being a pusher.
Yeah.
Or that sometimes people might be accused of being a quote doctor shopper if they change doctors and they say that the treatment of my last doctor was inadequate, and they'll be accused of you went to a different pharmacy or, you know, something like that. I mean, look at what happened with Sudafed.
Oh yeah,
that
was big. Yeah. The medical monopoly is doing no favors to doctors, even though they had favored status and they still have to some degree elevated, exalted status in this country. But people are moving away from it because of those very restrictions. The good doctors that want to do good work can't do those good work, so the patients are being forced to say, well, where else can I find it? And in the dietary supplement industry for many years, and Jonathan, you know this better than anybody, the growth of that has been in response in big part to the limited access to good information and real healing within the medical profession.
Well, that's right. When you deny people access to substances that are relatively safe but can have treatment effects, and you prevent physicians from managing care using those substances, then people do their own thing. And self-help becomes the rule. Now, there's nothing wrong with self-help. People should have the option of doing that. But if they wish to have help with a physician in their treatment regimen, they wish to incorporate things that are outside of the government-approved orthodoxy, they should be able to do that. And it's their lives after all. Why should the government exercise this extraordinarily oppressive, paternalistic control over someone's body, when it's your body, your future, your life, and you have the best interest at stake in taking care of yourself? Some bureaucrat in Washington or a proxy for them in an insurance company ought not be making decisions that interfere with what you and your chosen health care provider wish to do in the management of your disease. Now,
Johnson,
if it's a child and they're helpless, and you've got a situation where you've got a crime being perpetrated by a parent who's abusing a child or something like that, that's another issue.
Sure.
And they always
bring
up the extreme cases, you know, to say, oh, you can't have freedom. If you have freedom, then these people are going to get away with abusing children and all this. That's utter nonsense. That's illegal already.
Exactly. Jonathan, I'm holding a bottle here of CBD oil from an industrial hemp plant out of Europe. not a marijuana plant with THC. The FDA has written warning letters to all of these companies that are selling CBD from industrial hemp, no THC, and they're selling it as dietary supplements, making no drug claims, but they're sending out letters trying to say that what they're doing is illegal when, as far as I can read the Shea Law, this is not a new ingredient, and they're not making drug claims. This is not getting anyone high. It's not coming from an illicit or legal substance. And yet, the FDA is trying to use its intimidation by not making, just like we talk about, they're not making rules or laws per se, but they're pretending that they're already in force. And this is, I think, the next battle, because I've heard that GW Pharmaceuticals out of Great Britain is trying to gain monopoly status of the use of the dietary ingredient as a drug, but not synthesized as it stands as a supplement today. This is getting ugly.
Yeah, there's always this. I mean, the first question government should ask, which it never does these days because we live in a world of prior restraints, the first question they should ask is someone being injured? If no one's being injured, why is there a government interest?
Hmm.
If someone is being injured, there's a government interest. If there is no injury and then we're talking about a free market transaction, get out of the way. That's called freedom.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, when we come back from this break, I want to ask you, should Congress be in jail? Because according to one of the articles up at Campaign for Liberty, due to this audit of the government, the GAO couldn't figure stuff out, and under Sarbanes-Oxley, maybe somebody should be going to prison. Should it be all of Congress? That's a good question. I want to get to the bottom of that. Jonathan Ebord is here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The latest from the national blog and the Campaign for Liberty, the headline reads, should Congress be in jail for violating Section 404 of Sarbanes-Oxley? Norm Singleton, I am all ears.
Yes, well, Sarbanes-Oxley is, I'm sure a lot of your readers remember, but it's kind of not been pushed out of the spotlight by Dodd-Frank, but it was passed by the Republican Congress and signed by a Republican president in the panic atmosphere following the Enron collapse. So it's, think of it as sort of the Patriot Act as of the financial world. And one of the provisions, Section 404, said that a CEO is personally responsible and actually could go to jail if their audited financial statements were found couldn't be certified by the auditors. Well, the federal government's audited financial statement came out this week by the Government Accountability Office, and they said that the federal government, that their books are a mess and they can't render an opinion on the U.S.'s financial statements because of DOD and some other Department of Defense and some other agencies' statements are just not up to code or whatever accountants say. Hmm. So this raises the question, should the bureaucrats, should the president be subjected to liability under Sarbanes-Oxley? And it also, though maybe it's good that we don't get the full picture, because what we do get is, it's pretty bad. The federal government net worth is negative $18.2
trillion. Wow.
And that, of course, is that what is, we're on the hook for that. Even worse, the biggest asset that they own is outstanding loans. They own $1.2 trillion in loan payment, in paybacks of loans that the federal government has given. You know, these are things like farmers, I think, get loans, Small Business Administration loans, maybe some XM loans. So, you know, we got the crony capitalist, we got the government interference in the market, but then the big one is student loans. So,
if an asset is listed as a student loan to be paid back in the future, Jonathan, you better build a government now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's a disaster. It's an absolute mess, and there's no one minding the store. And, of course, no one will go to jail because Sarbanes-Oxley only applies to the private sector, right, Norm?
That's right. And the real shame is with the student loans is that we see the, it's a big issue. It's a bubble, and it was completely nationalized as a quote pay for unquote in Obamacare. And you have young people. They get out of college. They can't find a good job. They're working as baristas, a lot of them, and they've just been misled, and now they have these crippling debts. And you can't default on them, but at some point they're just not, you can't get blood from a stone. So add this to our list of problems.
Really, Jonathan, I just hope you're not having to build a government for services, because it could be a long time before you're paid.
I sue the government. I don't bill them for anything.
Thank God. I knew that, though. But, yes, I'm so happy for you. But anybody that thinks they're going to get Social Security benefits 20, 30 years from now, you're living in a fantasy world at this point. When the government lists its assets as student loan debt that it's owned but owed from students, I can explain that to my fifth grade daughter. She'll get that. So that's crazy.
Makes about as much sense as a deal with Iran.
Wow. Norm, I'm just thinking, this campaign for liberty, we just got to be ready for the collapse to help put the pieces of liberty back together, because maybe that'll rise from the ashes of tyranny.
Well, we got to do what we can to, I think that, we, as Congressman Paul says, we need to pursue a two-part strategy. On the one hand, we need to prepare for the worst and but try to change the system and make sure we can take care of ourselves and our families when it happens.
Yeah. Well, Norm, you're doing a great job at the Campaign for Liberty. I certainly appreciate you. And, of course, Jonathan E. Mord fighting for freedom every day in the belly of that beast. Thankfully, he doesn't have to bill him for anything. And thanks to Cheryl Chumley as well, folks. We love you and appreciate you. Next hour, I got some GMO updates and more. And I'll remind you, despite what all is happening in D.C., the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.